Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
That's special people on the show, and also not only because there's certain elements of the country that have landmark years. We think of our wine industry and how so many of the varieties of wines celebrate milestones this year.
Yes.
As a language, Afrikaans is 100 years old, right? And then you start thinking about these iconic moments and these parts and these beautiful moments that have sprung forth from this milestone here. And then individuals that are doing different things and amazing things, and creative individuals who've had before in the show, and we welcome back with great pleasure.
Nice.
And one of those individuals is Neil Sandilands. Oh.
Good morning!
Exactly.
Hello, all the listeners. Good morning.
Good morning.
Smile FM.
Yes, wonderluck. The last time we were chatting and we had you here, we were talking about all the wonderful projects that you were busy with, and it was your face was again adoringly on display in a production that you were on, and et cetera, et cetera. But now you are here to talk about a new project.
That's right.
And it's a very special one. Die Vijftigers.
Die Vijftigers. Well, let's think about the numbers for a second.
Yes.
It's 2025.
Yes.
You just mentioned a language being amptelijk officially.
Yes.
100 jaar oud. And then I'll have you know there are no less than 4 of us.
Right.
Creatives. 3 of them singer-songwriters, and I'm going to name them. Skalky Bear, who's our bassist, and also he soloed as a bassist. And then Gian Groen, whom most people know for Vier Seizoenen Ken, which is the song, if not the top song, that's been most re-recorded by other artists. Mm-hmm. So the most covered tune in the language.
Yes.
And then Abel Kramsal, who lives in Quebeca these days in Port Elizabeth, and he's had a hiatus of, let's say, about 20 years or so. And I'm very proud of the fact that I managed to
pull him out.
Get him out of Port Elizabeth. So, and here's the kicker. We're all turning 50 this year.
Oh,
in fact, there's one, our youngster, Skalky Bear, he has yet to turn 50 in July. But the rest of us all turned 50 this year. So why not a massive celebration trying to sort of encapsulate all of these things coinciding at the same time? I mean, it's a hell of a task, I tell you.
That is. And to get your diaries to sync and find time, not only to put on something special for those that are fortunate enough to see it, but also to then take that diary and go, right, we're going to go 3, 4, 5 months, and then from there maybe replan and plan. To get everybody's diaries to kind of sync is another a task all on its own.
Yes, it's a full-time commitment. We started in April this year, getting, like, I'm sort of the logistics. I'm the coffee maker, the logistics guy behind it. But kudos to Abel as well, because he's corporate, you know. But he managed to, I think he's a very sensible bloke. He managed to sort of run his operation in such a way that he said to me, listen, you get the dates down and I'll work around that. You know, that's a very cool place to be in. As for the rest of us, it's a compromise, but I think there's a shared vision. You know, here's the thing, is you only turn 50 once. Sure. Either you are still going to turn, in the normal course of things, at some point in time you're going to turn 50 or you've already turned 50. So it is this sort of a marker for, you know, I don't know if it's special necessarily, but
is
for the 4 of us to recognize that, and 75 being the year of birth, and then going, and I think we need a lot more of this in South Africa in any event, to kind of go like, hey, we've got this, that, and the other in common, so why don't we take hands and see if we can come up with something, a mutual creative pursuit.
Yeah. And you know what? You were talking about the composition of there being this great artistic blend of artists that have accomplished and the known stuff that we know and we experience when we hear you perform live. But, ladies and gentlemen, there's also new material. There's also new stuff that you've got up your sleeve.
Oh, tell me about it.
It's working on it.
No, we have been recording, and I think I've been recording, and we do a couple of tunes that were never heard before for audiences.
Yes.
But it's also a combination of existing and known favorites out of each one's oeuvre.
Yes.
But in this specific ensemble, it gets a new jacket, you know.
Oh, I love
because
it.
I play the ukulele,
ooh,
the baritone ukulele, sure. And Skalk is on the bass, and both Gian and Abel are the percussive kind of players.
Mm.
And then we've got this video component, and then it's a celebration, and then it's trying to make sense of 50 years. You know, since 75, poignant, it's the birth of concepts that's in our shared lexicon and discourse.
Sure.
Bohemian Rhapsody, 75. Jaws, 75. So we've lived through a hell of a lot. We come from two political dispensations.
Sure.
We come from an analog world into right through to the advancement of digital technology where we can now broadcast in 4K in real time.
Mm.
COVID, the fall of the Berlin Wall, the end of the Vietnam War.
Sure.
And trying to get all of those things sensibly
sure.
into a production at the hand of or using music as a sort of combining factor. And then celebrating all of that.
Mm.
That's what the show
sure.
is about.
Sure.
But I think, and I would really try and reach out especially to our English listeners.
Yes.
Afrikaans, but, you know, I think this is a little bit other than the sort of broad stroke Afrikaans veneer that that sort of pigeonholed thing. I think, it's like for starters, all of these guys are original artists, you know.
Absolutely.
And we're hell of a lekker blokes. We're like a scarp choppy, and it's a celebration. So the idea is come and celebrate with us. And our job as entertainers is on this Sunday and on Friday evening is for you to come in there. And we leave the place generally a bit better than when we arrived.
Yeah. Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. There's no storyteller that does it better with not only guitar in hand or ukulele in this instance, but joined by other phenomenal storytellers. If you are around, listen, I'm telling you now, the first few are sold out, and you do not want to wake up on Friday and realize you don't have tickets to go and see Die Vijftigers, asseblief.
Die Vijftigers!
Cool Karma's Paternoster is sold out. The Daisy Jones Stellenbosch, you might be lucky to get a handful of tickets there. Importantly, and that's by the way Saturday, is Sunday, the Drama Factory.
Yes.
Tickets are available. Engelsmensen, Varsio, where are you? Please come out in numbers. I'm going to be there as well.
But also for the Strand, Somerset, West, and Gordon's
nice.
Bay area people, Sue Dipperveen has created this. This is her sort of brainchild.
Yes.
And it's a stunning venue.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so we can the theatricality of it can
proper.
Really come to the fore.
Yeah.
And she's established it, and it's doing really, really well. But I think a lot of people are still unaware.
That it's there.
So let's get out there.
Come on.
Sunday afternoon, it's a matinee performance.
I love it.
I think you might have it in front. I think it's 4 o'clock.
It's 4 o'clock.
It's 4 o'clock.
Drama Factory, Sunday. Tickets are available. We'll put all the details, right? We'll put the link to make your life easier. So all you have to do is click it. It'll take you straight through to purchase your tickets.
Yeah.
And there, wham, you can go and see Die Vijftigers live in concert before they disappear into the dust bowl that is the Quebecha, and then the other dust bowl that is the Karoo, and then the other dust bowl that is Gauteng.
And the audience must sing Happy Birthday like a fricky for me.
When is your birthday, by the way?
My birthday was.
Well, was,
on
okay.
The 1st of May.
Okay.
Geboren in 1975, Taurus. Yeah.
But listen, I tell you what, for every birthday you have on the 1st of May, it'll be a public holiday.
That's right. I had it arranged that way. You know? I'm behind all of that.
Neil Sandiland, thank you, sir.
What a guy.
Thank you.
We'll put all the details up and online.
Thank you very much for having me, and looking forward to seeing you the founding member of Die Vijftigers.
I love it.
Never get enough of this. The best way to wake up.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Smile 90.4 FM.